Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I've been a genealogist over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 ancestors and cousins in my personal database. I'm the U.S. genealogist for Clan Murray, a well-known Scottish clan, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I frequently contribute to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net and itsallinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is genealogy bucket lists. I've discussed some of the practicalities of genealogy, both as it relates to you personally and how it relates to Clan Murray, or possibly, your family. This issue falls into the realm of genealogy being valuable to you personally. In my research over the past 25 plus years, I've tended to be what is called a collector. I have identified over 26,000 cousins in that time, but don't really know a lot about many of them. I know of only a few cousins also researching. They are family genealogists, and pride themselves on the facts they have collected while concentrating on their own small family groups. We don't work well sharing information because I'm looking for historical context for my ancestors, while they are looking for the next legal document or original source. I relate my research to a bucket list, and that got me to thinking about each person who might read this and how they might have, or create, a similar bucket list. Alice Boyce, PhD, writes a blog, The Healthy Mind Toolkit, and recently included a post entitled, How to Write a Bucket List. With a little work, it can be adapted to genealogy and all that we seek when we research our ancestors. Take a look. First, surround yourself with people who are actively pursuing their bucket lists. For our purposes, this could be, surround yourself with people who are actively researching their family history. People who have no interest in researching their ancestry are, quite frankly, of little or no interest to a genealogist. Those who have done a little research in the past, but quit when it got difficult, aren't much better. But we love them, anyway. If you can't share a GEDCOM with me, or don't even know what a GEDCOM is, I know I will probably have to work around you. The next best thing is a family data sheet on an internet genealogy website. If you have researched the names you send me, you have demonstrated an interest in working with me to expand what we know about your family or, as in my case, Clan Murray, or any of our allied families. Second item. Make a list of goals you want to achieve this year. This one is okay as written. We all need goals when we research. Whether you write them down or not is completely up to you. In either case, they give you a sense of direction as you jump from site to site on the internet. Or shuffle through hard copy pages you've collected, or try to interpret those post-it notes you've got scattered on your desk. Third item. Mix big and small goals, and include easier and or harder variations. This one, too, is okay as written, with the exception of the easier and or harder part. Genealogy is both easy and hard, so we're just talking about goal setting again. Some information will be a snap to find, and some will get more difficult as the generations progress. I told people who stopped at the Murray tent at several Celtic fairs this past year that generations 4 to 6 are the hardest to find, but I'm going to have to revise that to generations 4 to 8. And maybe even further. We all have a certain point at which history takes over and you begin to find links to your older ancestors, and others simply because they were noteworthy. No offense, but not all members of your family were important people, just as with other families. If you weren't the first, inherited land and title, second, or third son, church or military and church, in either order, in the family, you have probably been overlooked by history, unless you found a way to make a name for yourself in some other way. Some, but certainly not all, quote, made their bones, close quotes. By emigrating to the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, etc. Fourth item. Put some time aside each week to work on your bucket list. Put some time aside each week to work on your family history. It's far easier to follow what you've already done with your research if you dedicate a little time to it on a consistent basis. If you have long periods of inactivity in between those bursts of inspiration we all get, it's more difficult to interpret those post-it notes we talked about, or what order that stack of papers in the file should be in, and so on. If you must stop, write a short note to remind yourself next time where you left off. And the final item. Let your bucket list reflect your own personality, quirks, and interests. Let your genealogy reflect your own personality, quirks, and interests. As a collector, I don't have a lot of cute little stories about my ancestors, the anecdotal information that oftentimes makes family history interesting. I was a history major most of my college career and, although I ended a long career teaching something else, I always nurtured my love and interest in history. Family genealogists have the stories and documents, but might not have the ability to put their ancestors in a historical context. Birth, marriage, and death dates can be related directly to historical timelines, often giving you some of the clues you need when you don't have the stories and the documents.